This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe. With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry when you leave the house because you'll know your valuables are protected. And right now, you can get free delivery to your home on any Liberty Safe. Go to LibertySafe.com for factory direct pricing. LibertySafe.com, made in the USA, lifetime warranty and peace of mind. LibertySafe.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Mark Beckler, he is the guy who's heading up the Convention of States projects. ConventionofStates.com is where you can find all the information. Mark, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Glenn. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you. Tell me, first of all, what Article 5 of the Constitution is.
Sure. Article 5 is the place that the founders put in the Constitution that allows us to get together as citizens acting through our states to propose amendments to the Constitution specifically to restrain federal tyranny. That's why they put it in there. It got put in literally tomorrow in 1787. George Mason stood up, addressed the convention 2 days before the end of the convention and said, "We have a problem. We've given the federal government the power to propose amendments, but we haven't given the same power to the states acting via the people. And are we so naive we believe a federal government that becomes a tyranny will propose amendments to restrain its own tyranny?" It was just as obvious then as it is now. The federal government will never restrain itself. Thank God the founders gave us this power.
Okay, so Mark, this is not like an open convention. This is not, because people are afraid that, you know, you open up the Constitution, you go to an open convention, then... And I will tell you that with what I've learned about the American people in the last year, I'm afraid of this, too, that all of a sudden you've lost the entire Constitution. This is just proposing amendments to the Constitution.
That's correct. And there's a fundamental legal difference. A constitutional convention is what's called a plenipotentiary convention. As a lawyer, as a constitutional lawyer, I can tell you what that means is a convention that's all-powerful. It can do whatever it wants. And what we're talking about is an Article 5 convention that operates under the strictures of Article 5 of the United States Constitution. It can only propose amendments. And folks who go to that convention can only even debate amendments that fit within the call or the application for that convention.
So what would be the call or the application of this convention?
So the call or the application that's now pending all over the country, it's been passed by 8 states already. There'll be 38 states taking it up probably in January of next year. And that application provides for 3 subject matter areas. First is the delegates or commissioners can discuss anything that would impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. So that would mean things like a balanced budget amendment or imposing real accounting principles on the federal government instead of the fantasy accounting principles they use. So that's the first area, fiscal restraints.
Could that include the abolishing of the Fed?
Absolutely would include abolishing of the Fed. It could include abolishing, repealing the 16th Amendment, the federal income tax, anything that would deal with federal financial power. It's important to remember, Glenn, only restrictions on that power. They would not have the authority to expand that power in any way.
So they could not say, hey, we've got to be fiscally responsible, we have to raise taxes.
Anything that would expand federal power cannot even be discussed at that event.
Okay. All right. So the second one.
Second area, which is actually my favorite, is anything that would limit the scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. So to give you some examples of that, your listeners know this better than anybody, much of the federal government operates under the alleged authority of the Commerce Clause, which gives the federal government the power to regulate interstate commerce. So it was meant as a very narrow, small, tiny enumerated power for the federal government.
Yes.
Now the Department of Education, Energy, Commerce, and many others operate under the auspices, thanks to the Supreme Court, of the Commerce Clause. We could limit that Commerce Clause, limit the federal power in the Commerce Clause, and say something like, it applies only to the shipment of goods across state lines, which is what the founders intended.
Yes.
So we could dramatically limit the scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. We could limit the scope of review of the federal courts, because, again, that's scope, power, and jurisdiction of the federal government. And everybody knows, 72% of Americans say the federal government is too big, too powerful, and does too much. So this is my favorite approach.
The Commerce Clause, I had no idea how powerful it was. 10 years ago, I had no idea. I never even heard of it. Doing my homework, just limiting the scope of that completely changes everybody's workplace, or has the power to, in a positive way.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, to me, that's the single most important potential amendment.
And the third?
The third one is term limits. 80% of Americans have been in favor of term limits, polled consistently for over 30 years. The federal government will never impose term limits on itself. Congress got close once, and it got defeated by Republicans as well. So it's important to know people who have power don't generally give up that power voluntarily. Now, so Congress could have term limits imposed, but this one's more important to me, actually, Glenn, which is term limits for the United States Supreme Court and all federal judges. Founders never intended for federal judges to serve for 20 and 30 years at a time. In fact, average age of appointment was 47 at the time of the founders. Average life expectancy of a male was 54. They expected these folks to serve a few years at most, and we need to go back to something like that.
So let me ask you this. Is there a possibility of any term limits for the federal employees as well? I'm concerned about, a guy coming in with two terms, starts to figure out what's going on, and then has been manipulated by the system, because you're walking in with no institutional knowledge with term limits. All the institutional knowledge is there with the handlers, and that'll be controlled by somebody. So how do apart the special interest and the handlers, the term limits with the people in the State Department?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And yes, you can absolutely do that. We can limit the terms of anybody in federal service, and we ought to. I live in California, one of the states that has term limits. I've seen the results up close. It's exactly as you described. What it happens is it empowers this unholy alliance between bureaucrats and the lobbyists.
Yep.
And frankly, the elected officials become secondary to the process because the bureaucrats and lobbyists know they can outlast them. So in my opinion, term limits alone for elected officials is not good and probably leads to more problems than it solves.
So then how would you solve that if it's opened up? Because everybody will say, I want term limits, but I agree with you, and I don't have any institutional knowledge that you do. My gut just tells me that's a very bad thing without looking at the other hand.
Well, so all of that is available in convention, and I'm totally convinced that you're going to have some incredibly smart people from all over the country involved in convention. People like you and me are going to have plenty of influence in convention, because this is going to be the greatest public debate in American history, possibly since 1787. It's going to be, everybody's going to see what's going on, everybody's going to know what's going on, and good conservatives all over this country are going to be very influential in the debate. It's important to remember, in convention, all states will be there. 31 states today have both houses controlled by Republicans. So folks who believe in limited government will be the dominant force at any convention like this.
Mark, can you tell me about the possibility of hijacking in this in any way? You have had to have known that the Soros powers and the people like that the progressives don't want a strong constitution. They've been fighting against it. They don't want a strong nation state. They're not going to leave this alone. If this really catches, how do you protect, and what have you thought about for possible, hacks?
Sure. So first, it's important to note that the radical left is adamantly against what we're doing. And you'll hear rumors out there that Soros supports this, et cetera. I can tell you his organizations right now are issuing position papers saying this is the most dangerous thing ever been done in American history. But that doesn't mean that they won't try to come and they won't try to influence when it happens. I agree that they will. So there are multiple safeguards against this. On the front end, it's important to note the convention is called according to an application or a resolution passed in these states. It's identical in all the states, and it limits what can be talked about. We have had the finest constitutional scholars in the country review this, including Robbie George at Princeton and Randy Barnett at Georgetown,
wow.
Of course, Michael Ferris, Rob Nadelson, and we've asked them, can you put anything in under the auspices of these three areas that would expand the power of the federal government or reduce our liberty? Their collective opinion is no. The finest constitutional conservative scholars in the country. So that's number one. On the back end, the most important protection is it takes 38 states or three-quarters of the states to ratify. So this is what you have to believe if you believe in this runaway convention nonsense. You have to believe, for example, let's talk about the Second Amendment and gun rights. I hear people say they're going to take away our guns in this convention. It takes 38 states to ratify. That means any 13 states can stop it, and frankly, one house in each of 13 states. You have to believe that states like Alabama and Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, the Carolinas are going to vote to take away your guns, because that's what would have to happen if the convention did run away, which I believe it can't, but it would have to happen that the most conservative states in the country, the 13 most conservative, would have to ratify something that limits our liberties, and that's just not going to happen. I've been in 40 states in the last 2 years. I know these legislatures inside and out.
Now, that also couldn't happen because you couldn't open up the Second Amendment and you couldn't expand the power of the government. When the Constitution is saying it shall not be infringed, you can't do anything, even though they bastardized all that. You couldn't give the power more, the government more power to confiscate guns because
that's absolutely correct.
The two safeguards, right?
You've got protections all the way through. So there's the opening protection of the lanes that are set up, the things you can discuss, limited to things that limit the power. In convention, remember, each state controls its own commissioners. And the commissioners will go with something, a piece of paper called a commission that says what their authority is, which is according to the application. And if they exceed that authority, they are automatically recalled by their states. And in fact, the states, some of the states are passing something called Delegate Responsibility Acts or Delegate Limitation Acts, which impose criminal penalties if they exceed their authority.
So how close are we to this happening, this being a reality?
Well, so we passed in 8 states. We have leadership teams in all 50 states. There are 1.45 million activists across the country. We now have literally support in every single state legislative district in the United States of America. That's never happened before. I think we have a fairly decent chance of getting from 8 to 34 states in this coming cycle in 2017. I would virtually guarantee it by 2018. But I think we have a good chance in 17. It depends on how the election goes. And to show you how close we're getting, Glenn, next week, September 21st through the 23rd in Colonial Williamsburg, commissioners from all 50 states are gathering, mostly sitting state legislators, some past state legislators getting together, and we're holding the first ever in history Article 5 simulated convention. We're doing a dry run. The legislators are ready. The grassroots army is ready. Wow. The rules are in place. And we're going to be broadcasting that Friday the 23rd if folks want to participate in that.
What is happening on the 27th in Fort Worth?
27th in Fort Worth, we're having a big town hall meeting just to talk about convention states. Folks can come and ask questions. I'll be there. A bunch of the state legislators will be there who support it. We had an interim hearing yesterday in Austin. The governor's staff was there testifying on behalf of convention of states. Over 300 convention of states activists showed up. In Texas, we have our biggest grassroots army anywhere, of course, you know, Texas being Texas. Mm-hmm. 91,000 activists in the field in Texas. So on the 27th, folks can go to the website. They can go to conventionofstates.com and look at that and get all the details for the event on the 27th in Texas.
Okay. Well, if I can help at all, just please let me know. And, Mark, we're behind you 100%. I think this is the most exciting and the most promising thing I have seen for getting us out of the situation that we are in. You know, actually reining in the federal government, those first two especially, if you could get those first two amendments built, you know, fiscal responsibility and the Commerce Clause would be unbelievable. It would change
I'm with you, Glenn. And folks can participate on the 23rd if they text WATCH to 68398. That's WATCH to 68398. They can watch that simulated convention. They can actually participate in that history.
What do activists do, and how do you become an activist?
So you become an activist, go to conventionofstates.com, get signed up. It will help you to contact your own state legislature, get involved in what's going on in the Convention of States movement around the country. There's all sorts of training and videos. We're right now launching the Convention of States University, which trains people to be effective grassroots activists, not just for the Convention of States cause, but for self-governance there in their local communities, states, and federally.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Stay in touch. Let us know how we can help.
Thanks,
God
Mark.
Bless.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
The last time you purchased your mattress, you were also paying for things you didn't know. You're paying for the showroom. You're paying for the guy's salary who helped you, the commissions, and the reseller's profit. Casper Mattress has changed all of that. They sell directly to you. That's why the most comfortable mattress you have ever slept on is going to save you a ton of money. Cost you much less than the mattress you bought years ago. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee that you sleep cool and comfortable with the support that you need. Also, Time Magazine, because of this, named it one of the best inventions of 2015. And your Casper mattress ships free and is delivered in a small, really, honestly, how did they do that kind of box? Tanya and I have a Casper mattress, and we love it. Try one in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they're going to pick it up and refund every single penny. And right now, you can get $50 off of the purchase of any mattress by visiting Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Casper.com/Glenn.